WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to the Anti-Anxiety Stoic. Today, we're diving into a topic that's as common as it is challenging. Anger and frustration. Ever felt like your blood pressure spiked just reading the news? Or maybe you've snapped at someone over something totally minor, we've all been there. It's human, right? But dealing with these emotions in a healthy way can be a game changer for your overall well-being. Trust me, and talking from experience. So, buckle up and get ready because we're going to unpack some practical strategies to help you navigate those moments of anger and frustration like a true Stoic warrior, calm, collected, and courageous. First things first, let's acknowledge that anger isn't inherently bad. It's a powerful emotion that can be a signal, a sign that something needs attention or change. It's like your internal alarm system going off, screaming, hey, something's not right here. The key is to learn how to harness that energy constructively instead of letting it control you. Now, let's get into some actionable strategies. 1. Take a time out. This one sounds simple, but it's seriously powerful. When anger starts bubbling up, literally step away from the situation. Take a few deep breaths, count to 10, or even go for a brisk walk. Give yourself space to cool down and process your emotions before reacting impulsively. Think of it like hitting the pause button on a stressful scene. You can come back with a clearer head and a more measured response. 2. Reframe your thoughts. Ever heard the saying, it's all in your head? Well, there's some truth to that. Our thoughts directly influence our emotions. When you find yourself getting angry, ask yourself, is this thought really true? Is it helpful? Or is it just fueling the fire? Try to reframe negative thoughts into more positive or neutral ones. Instead of thinking this is a disaster, try this as a challenge I can overcome. 3. Practice active listening. When dealing with conflict, truly listen to the other person's perspective. Don't just wait for your turn to speak genuinely. Try to understand their point of view, even if you disagree. You might be surprised by what you learn, and active listening can often de-escalate tension faster than anything else. 4. Communicate assertively. Being assertive doesn't mean being aggressive. It means clearly expressing your needs and feelings in a respectful way. Instead of bottling things up or letting anger simmer, learn to communicate your concerns directly and honestly. Our statements can be super helpful here, like I feel frustrated when, instead of you always. 5. Find healthy outlets. Anger and frustration need an outlet. Think of it like releasing pressure from a valve. If you don't let it out in a healthy way, it's going to build up and explode eventually. Exercise, creative activities like painting or writing, meditation, or even just spending time in nature can all be great ways to channel those emotions constructively. Let me tell you a quick story that illustrates this perfectly. I was stuck in traffic the other day, you know that feeling when it's bumper to bumper and everyone seems to be driving like maniacs. I felt my blood pressure rising, anger bubbling up inside me. But then I took a deep breath, put on some calming music, and started practicing mindfulness. I focused on my breathing, visualized a relaxing scene, and even chuckled at the absurdity of the situation. By the time I reached my destination, I was calm, collected, and ready to tackle whatever came next. And that's the key takeaway, folks. Anger and frustration are inevitable parts of life, but they don't have to control us. With a little bit of awareness, some self-compassion, and these practical strategies, you can navigate those challenging emotions with grace and resilience. You've got this. Remember, the world needs your calm, collected energy. So go out there, channel that stoic strength, and make it a great day. And don't forget to share your thoughts on today's episode. Hit us up on social media or leave a review wherever you listen to the podcast. I can't wait to hear from you.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.